Hi, this is David, and that's what this podcast is all about. It's about somebody I've lived with all my life, and it's an adventure. And it'll take you to some places that you've never been. It'll take you through some adventures that you've never seen. I'm going to be recording this podcast in out of order. So one day's podcast might be about an adventure in the Arctic above the Arctic Circle. Another adventure might take you to Vietnam, or another to Italy, or to Germany, or you'll see. Just hang in there, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it. I think I'm going to start today with something, a little story from the Arctic. And you're not going to get any background information or too much background information about this because, well, maybe you will. Let's see. Cape Christian is a Coast Guard station. It sits about 300 miles above the Arctic Circle and about 600 miles below the North Pole. And it's on Baffin Island in Northwest Territories, Canada. And it was getting to be Christmas time. It was the time of the year between November and February, March, that area, where it's dark 24 hours a day. You see, what happens up there in the Arctic is that the sun doesn't go over your head. Like it does here normally. It goes around the circumference of the planet. So it'll start directly above you in the summertime and then seem to slowly circle around, getting lower and lower each day until it reaches the horizon, and then it starts to dip up and down around the horizon every day, and then finally the light goes out altogether. This was that dark time right before Christmas, and the chief and I were on the ham radio talking to New York, where they had a big drive going on to get the Eskimos that lived in the area Christmas gifts. And the Eskimos they don't go out as a tribe like Indians would to go hunting. Typically they go in small family units, and so they don't see the rest of their fellow Eskimos for an entire year. They're out there on the ice floes, and they're hunting for seal and polar bears and so forth, and then they really look forward to Christmas, not because they're Christian or that, but it's just a chance for them to have a big powwow, come together all in one place, and Cape Christian was the ideal place for that. So we were on the radio, we got gifts for all the kids and the grown-ups, and had a special flight come in loaded down with Christmas gifts. And we waited for them to come. And the cook, who was the new cook, wasn't Cookie cracked up. He couldn't take the isolation. And I'll tell you more about Cookie, or I've already told you all about Cookie in a previous episode. And there's some adventures there as well. We had a new cook, and he was black, and he wanted to make a big impression on everybody. And I don't remember, his name was Henry. And Henry went out of his way to make meals that were large and full of variety. We had a gigantic walk-in freezer the size of a half a building, basically. And in there we had frozen meat and actually frozen eggs, all sorts of supplies. For us, he would cook every day for dinner. We would have a choice of fowl or meat or spaghetti, or not even or, and spaghetti and mashed potatoes and. He just loved to cook. And he really wanted to make a good impression. And he was a great cook. And for Christmas, he decided he was going to really treat the Eskimos to an extravaganza. He made salads, he made coleslaw, he made potato salad, he made just regular salad. He made steak, he made chicken, he made turkey, he made meatloaf. He made tons of mashed potatoes and regular potatoes. And potatoes au gratin. And he made desserts, homemade pies and ice cream and jello. And he made the most scrumptious and largest buffet that I have ever seen in my life. And we waited and then the Eskimos started to arrive right before Christmas. And we had to turn the lights out in the galley, which is the dining room, and so we could look out the glass windows and see them without seeing our reflection come back because of the backlighting. And we watched every day as they arrived, and they built their tents out of caribou hide and seal skin. And they started to gather, and pretty soon there was about 100-120 Eskimos out there, all in family units. And Reggie the Mountie came in and gave us a talk and told us how we had to behave when the Eskimos were there, and just to respect them, because Reggie's job was to protect the Eskimos from us and from any outsiders, and to help them preserve their native way of life. So the big day finally came, and Henry the cook laid out this beautiful spread. Two long tables filled with food, with plates on one end and food going all around the table. So the Eskimos came in, and they stank. They smelled. And we overlooked that. They smelled because they were wearing sealskin hides. They hadn't taken baths or showers or anything like that. And some of the women were breastfeeding their children. And I didn't think anything of it, but there were some of the guys there that were going, "Look at that. Look at that. Those women are sticking their breasts out. What are they doing?" You know, like it was something wrong or something like that. I didn't get it. But that was their attitude, some of them. And so they all got in the line. They got lined up, and they went down the table, and they started with the salad, and they put some macaroni salad on their plate, followed by some potato salad on top of that. Excuse me. Followed by a little green salad on top of that. Followed by the meatloaf. Followed by the steaks. Followed by the chicken. And then they went on to then they went to the next station and took the pie, put a piece of pie on top of everything. On top of that, they put a scoop or more of ice cream on top of that. And then they walked with these plates back to their tables. And they started to eat. And they really, really enjoyed it. Really did. So we wanted to treat them. And so we decided we would show them some movies. And the one of the chief petty officers picked out the movies, and all the Eskimos sat down, and Reggie said, "Oh, the Eskimos love to watch movies." And Piamini, Reggie's little assistant, and his wife Annie, and their three children, two boys and a girl, sat together kind of in the center of everybody, and around them all the other Eskimo families gathered, and they were talking, and they were having such a wonderful time. And the first, we showed them a Woody Woodpecker movie and some Looney Tunes and some more cartoons, and they were cracking up. They thought that was the greatest thing in the whole world. And then came the main event, the movie of the night. And it was a John Wayne movie about Iwo Jima, the sands of Iwo Jima. And the Marines were charging across the sand and shooting their guns off, and the Japanese were defending and shooting off their guns, and there were explosions, and we thought it was great. We thought this was really exciting. And in the middle of all this action, Piamini stood up, his wife Annie stood up, and his children stood up, and without a word, he walked out of the building. The other Eskimos saw him walk out, and they stood up and took their children and their wives and their husbands and walked out of the building. And we turned off the projector, and there was complete silence. Nobody said anything. None of us said anything. And then we realized why they walked out.